So there was this warden, right? He had this prisoner who's been on death row. And today was the day where he finally decided, you know, that he was gonna meet his maker. It was gonna be his final day. So the warden gave the prisoner an option. He said, "You can either go through this door, or it could be death by fire squad." So the man says, "What's beyond the door? What's on the other side of the door?" Warden says, "Nobody knows, you know what I mean? Nobody ever chooses the door. All we know is it's unspeakable horrors." So the man chooses the firing squad. So the next day, you know, after the shots ring out, the warden's assistant asks, What's beyond the door? What's on the other side of the door?" And he says, "Freedom." He said, "But nobody chooses the door because of the fear of the unknown." Well, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Positivity Spartans. It's your boy, the legendary Hub, here as always with the Spartans at a round table. Mr. Nicholas Pastrana, what's going on, brother?
It's good to be back, man, and it's good to be back so soon. I got to say that, too.
Definitely, most definitely good to be back. We happy to be back, you know, bringing the video and everything. You know, got my brother, Mr. John, Driven to Succeed, Tron. What up, bro?
What's good people? You know, it's good to be back, man. I'm glad to be here, and I'm ready to get into it, man. We got some good stuff coming to the community. Ready to go.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of good stuff, it brings us to our topic, as I opened up with fear. You know what I mean? We're going to be talking about fear, limitations, you know what I mean? What we think fear is, how we see fear, you know, some of our own personal fears, and how we can per se overcome fear. With that being said, so Nick, let me hear some of your opinions. But in your eyes, what do you see fear as?
I tell you what, man, I'm gonna bring a quote from Wim Hof. If you don't know who Wim Hof is, I mean, this dude is out of this world, man. Basically, the gist of it is he has learned how to tap into his central nervous system. He has gone to the top of Mount Everest. I'm pretty sure he was butt ass naked when he did it. All right, so. They call him the Iceman because he, like I said, he's tapped into his central nervous system to the point where he's learned to not let cold or fear affect him. All right. So, like I said, he's gone to the top of Mount Everest butt ass naked. He's actually taken like a plunge in ice water where you can't come up. I'm talking about like Arctic ice. There's a hole. On somewhere, he doesn't know where the hole is. He jumps in this cold ass fucking water and swims to the hole, not knowing where it is. All right. So this quote is by him. I follow him on Instagram. It's Iceman_Hoff. Like I said, they call him the Iceman. He says, "Fear is a natural process, a natural signal. If you ignore fear, you're not dealing with the situation as is. You need to have fear, respect of what's going on to happen. If you don't respect it, you can't deal with it." Wim Hof. Mm-hmm. So that's definitely where I stand with fear, man. I feel like you need to have a relationship with fear and understand what fear is telling you, you know? And when you're able to understand what it's telling you, you're able to get a reality of what you're about to experience or what type of endeavor you're about to embark on. And when you respect it, you're able to overcome it.
I definitely think that I can coincide with that. I mean, I feel you on that. Like fear is definitely something that's, you know, it's there. You know what I mean? We can see it. I mean, everybody feels it. But to me, I feel like fear. So I heard this quote. I was listening to like straight motivational videos today because it was just one of those days. I mean, but they said, fear, like limitations, are often imaginary. And I was like, you know, to me, that kind of makes a lot of sense because a lot of people fear what they don't understand. You know what I mean? Like in the beginning of the story. But if we were just, like you said, you know what I mean, to take and respect that fear and be willing to face that fear, use it as fuel, I mean, we never know what would be the outcome. So in a sense, I feel like fear is, it's one of those things that's only real if you allow it to be. You know what I mean?
Most definitely. So, man, I would like to chime in on that also, man, because I definitely agree with, you know, both of you guys' perspective on it. And just to me, fear is one of those things that I find to be very necessary but at the same time, you know, imaginary as well. And it's amazing because of the thing is fear can sometimes hold us back because of our thoughts of the unknown. And believing in things that may happen or may not actually happen. But at the same time, it goes back to what you said also, Nick, about being able to have fear and being able to respect it. Because after you understand fear, then it kind of gives you a sense or an ability to be able to face it, you know, and to go after whatever it is, you know, that could be holding you back within that fear. So I think both of those, you know, very, very closely relate.
Yeah, and you know what? Thinking about it too, I don't believe in a right and wrong. You know, that's just something that humans label. Yeah, it's just a label. I think that both sides you're able to succeed with. And ultimately, it just comes down to personal preference. If you want to treat fear as imaginary, I think you can succeed with that. You know, if you want to treat fear as real and respect it, you know, obviously, I feel like you can succeed with that as well. And a thought that popped into my head literally, you know, 10 seconds ago when Tron was speaking, fear is the enemy. Fear holds us back, you know. So one thing they say is know thy enemy. So if you know fear and you understand why you fear something, I think that you're really able to, it's just another way of to say what I've been saying. You know, that's why just elaborating on why I feel that knowing your fear, understanding it, that really leads you to the breakthrough.
Yeah, definitely. I agree with that. Like Tone said, once you give it a face, you know what I mean, then it becomes real. You know what I mean? Once you put a label on it, I mean, it becomes that raw. Like, it comes to life. It comes to fruition. And it gives you that hurdle to jump over. I could definitely feel that. Because, like you said, you know what I mean? Both sides of the spectrum, you know what I mean, overall, you can overcome the fear. You know what I mean? That's the bottom line of it all. Whether no matter which way you look at it, just know that you can overcome that fear. And I'm glad that we all have different perspectives, because this definitely makes for, like, great conversation. You know what I mean? Cause I know there's other people out there who's feeling the same way. So, I mean, but whatever the – however which way you look at it, you know what I mean, just it's overcomable. You know what I mean? Like, so you can defeat your fears. I mean, we all have – I mean, personally, I defeated a couple – you know what I mean? Things, one being jumping out of an airplane, which is pretty damn intense.
Yeah.
And it turned out to be, you know what I mean? We talked about going again. So, you know what I mean? You never know what lies beyond the fears. So I think fears are a necessity. When you think about it, fears definitely are a necessity, because it brings the best out of us. You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody goes into anything. What's up?
I would ask you, what were your thoughts right before jumping out the plane?
What?
Go ahead, Sean. You take that one, because you went out first.
Man, I'm not going to lie to you, man. Like, first off, huge shout out to my wife, Adoria, man. You know, she set that up for me on my birthday. Definitely. You know, and I got to enjoy that experience, you know, with my brothers, man. But, man, it was surreal, bro. Like, and truth be told, I've always kind of had a fear of heights. And, but the thing is, man, especially last year, one of my biggest goals was to face, you know, some of my biggest fears. And lo and behold, I conquered both of them. You know, both of my biggest fears was being jumping out of a plane and riding a roller coaster, like months apart of each other. Man, because, I'm not going to lie to you, man. It was like, while we was all on the ground, it was like, yeah, you know, we about to do it. It's about to be live, you know. But man, when we got in that plane, it was quiet, bro. It was quiet. Everybody kind of had this blank look on each other's face, you know, like, you know, cause we men, we don't want to look scared. You know?
Right.
The thing is, we already in the air. Like, it's only one way down now. Like, we already made the commitment.
Yeah.
And, but like, man, right when I was standing on the edge, I looked out, man, and I was like, man, you know what? And I kid you not, man, this is the exact sentence that went through my head. I was like, if something was meant to go wrong right now, there would be nothing that I could do to prevent it, whether I jump out or if I don't. And in that moment, I was like, I thought, like, right after that, if I don't do this, you know, I'll regret it forever. And after that moment, man, I was like, nah, I can't live with that. Man, we slid right there next to the edge. Bro, it was surreal because we was above the clouds. We were above the clouds. There was no ground. And man, and right when we jumped out, man, it was just like, ah! And then it was over. It was just like, scream for like 2 seconds. And then it was peaceful. It was nothing but wind, man. And it was just an amazing feeling, man. And I was just like, wow, you know? To think that I almost kept myself from experiencing this, but I just had the most amazing experience right on the other side of one of my greatest fears. Mm-hmm. And it was amazing, man. It was absolutely amazing.
Yeah, if you've never done it, Nick, I highly recommend it.
It's on the bucket list. It's definitely on the bucket list.
I highly recommend it because it's such, you know, it's like a freeing feeling. Like no BS, like you feel weightless. Like you're falling. But you just feel like you're just weightless. Like you don't feel anything. The wind, I mean, you feel the wind blowing. You're just looking around, floating. I wish I could have did like a flip or something, but you know, had to do a tandem jump.
Yeah,
it was dope, man. It's a freeing feeling. That's definitely one way to get in tune with nature and the clouds and everything.
Yeah, a different part of nature too. What were your thoughts when your feet, you know, when you're right there at the line and you're looking out?
Man, when so the way they did it, like I said, so we were tandem, right? So you know I'm a big dude, so I'm like trying to slide on over to trying to slide over the edge, but like I'm kind of like leaning back but sliding forward at the same time. So I'm at the edge and the dude's there and he's like, all right, so you're gonna have to hang there and then we're just gonna go. You know, so like we lean forward and I was like, at that moment when I seen the ground, I was like, yo, it's now or never. You know what I mean? I was like, either I could do this or I could try to stop myself and I could look like a fool for the rest of my life, you know what I mean? Once we land that plane. But I went and did it, and like Joan said, it was a scream for a brief moment. And then after that, it like turned into a laugh. You know what I mean? Because it was one of those like, yo, I'm really doing this shit. Like I can't believe it. Yeah, like I'm floating in the it was like a surreal feeling. It was dope, man. I have a video clip. And it's crazy because, like, the wind is going so hard, like, it's pushing my hair back. I got an alfalfa and everything.
Yeah. I actually remember, I think you might have made it your profile picture for a little bit. Or you might have put it on Instagram or something along those lines. And I remember seeing it. I was like, that's some fire shit. It's definitely on the bucket list for me.
Yeah, in the middle of the edge, just hanging like that.
Yeah.
it was a dope experience.
That's what's up, man. So, but, you know, Trone, you mentioned that was one of your biggest fears, or heights is one of your biggest fears at the time. And obviously, you know, you conquered that. So my question to all of us right now is, you know, if you have one big, what's your biggest fear right now? And it could be a life fear. It could be something on a smaller scale, but just one of your biggest fears right now.
I'm going to get real personal with y'all, man. Because the thing is, I want the people to know how real, you know, this is. And like my biggest fear, period, like nothing above this, man, is failure. Like not living up to be the man that I want to be for my family. You know, and I mean that, you know, on every level, you know, because I have extremely high goals and standards set for myself. And I know right now I have aspects of myself that I have to eliminate, which I kid you not are like hard as fuck right now, like, but knowing that they exist in me, it's like every day is a constant battle, you know, to beat those shortcomings and to become better, but it's easier said than done. But man, it's just failure, man. And it's not because of anybody, you know, what anybody else thinks of me, anything like that, because I've already succeeded on a number of different levels, you know, but I can't let my family down, man. I can't let me down more than anything, you know, and it's just thinking of that, man, because I'm hungry. I'm hungry for my own success, man. And even if in this current moment, I don't really exactly know, you know, like how I'm going to make the level of success that I want. And I'm not really completely, you know, like clear that all the way, but at the same time, I know it's for me. Mm-hmm. But yeah, man, like that's probably like my biggest fear in life, man, is not being, you know, the man that I know I've been called to be. But because of that, it's critical that I become that.
Mm-hmm. I definitely feel that. I definitely resonate with that, because that, you know, that as well is one of my biggest fears. Like, so, you know what I mean? I don't have a whole family the same way as you do, you know what I mean? Wife and kid and everything, but, you know what I mean? I'm trying to start my family. One of my biggest fears is falling into that stereotype, because it's already so strong of the one parent household. And, you know what I mean? I grew up in it myself, so I know what it's like. So I'm definitely, that is definitely, you know what I mean? A fear of mine is, you know what I mean? Not being able to be the man that I am supposed to be, and, you know, failing my family in a sense where we can't become, I mean, we can't live the life that we're supposed to be because of either a mistake or whatever it may be. You know what I mean? That's definitely one of my biggest fears, because I feel like, you know what I mean, especially in the Black community, you know, like a together household, like households that are together, I mean, two parents definitely have an upper advantage in society. So I feel like that's, you know what I mean, in order to give my kids, the best start that I can in life, I feel like it has to start with the two household and my family. You know what I mean? That can't happen. So that's definitely one of my biggest fears as well.
Yeah, and I definitely resonate with both of y'all. And mine is somewhere along those same lines. Definitely having to do with, you know, it's more than not becoming the man I'm supposed to be, but I have every bit of confidence in myself, you know, and I believe, and it sounds crazy, man. I don't say it enough out loud. So like you, Tron, I'm getting very personal too. I think the difference I want to make, ultimately, I'm okay with making a difference on a local level, you know, on a state level, but like, I feel like I have the power to change the world on that kind of level, you know? And that, of course, that's my goal. And we talked about, you know, shooting for the stars, and even if you miss, or shooting for the moon, the sun, whatever it is. And even if you miss, you still land amongst the stars. So I think that does factor into it, you know? But at the same time, I fear that the difference that I make, or that I won't make a difference. And I know I'm making a difference every day simply by holding the door open, or, you know, telling people thank you and using that. I understand those differences. Mm-hmm. I expect more of myself, you know? So one of my biggest fears is that I don't fulfill the difference I want to make, because I truly feel like that's my purpose. You know, I feel like I'm supposed to make this large, large difference. And it's crazy, because in reality, I don't know what it is. I don't know how I'm gonna get there. I don't know what the destination is. You know, I know that the destination is a beautiful, beautiful place. You know, I don't know where it's at, and I'm just following these breadcrumbs, man.
I'm about to say, just keep following the breadcrumbs.
Yeah,
bro.
I'm just following the breadcrumbs, hoping that they lead me there. You know, and then my fear becomes, what if the breadcrumbs don't lead me there? You know. But at the same time, the way I counter that fear is like, it's going to happen. Like, I know that's just my mind playing tricks on me. I respect the fear, you know, but I'm not going to let it stop me from doing what I feel like I should be doing at any given moment.
That's real, man. And I definitely relate to that, bro, because I'm right there with you, man. Like, it's always been a goal of mine to make a difference, man, in mm-hmm. people's life, much further beyond mine and my small circle of friends, and, you know, just to make a difference, man, because I feel like a part of my life goals, you know, is to present value to other people. And if I can't do that, man, then I can't be as happy as I wanted to be. And every day, you know, I look for opportunity, you know, to say something nice, or, you know, to lift someone up, you know, but I want to be able to make that impact on people, man. Like, and I'm so grateful for everybody, you know, who listens to this podcast, man, who listens to us speak. And we're fortunate enough to be able to have all the listeners that we do, you know, so that way you guys can hear the value that we have to present to you guys. And I hope you all get something out of it. And just knowing that little bit alone, you know, it makes a difference. Because as these ears continue to listen and hear that, you know, eventually it's going to spread, you know, because positivity is contagious.
It's contagious,
man. And with every little bit of effort that we put in, we're getting ourselves closer to it, man. So, Nick, I know you said about following the breadcrumbs and that they don't lead nowhere, man. I think what we're doing now, you know, is ensuring that trail leads somewhere.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. Because, like, I was thinking the exact same thing. Like, what we're doing right here, like, the universe put us together for a reason, gentlemen. You know what I mean? We all want to change the world for a better. We all trying to make that difference. You know what I mean? We have the drive. I mean, we have the mental capacity. I mean, we have the physical drive. We are going to do it. I mean, Chone, you read, you know what I mean, The Science of Getting Rich. You got to speak it into existence. We're going to make it happen.
Yeah.
We're going to make a change. And all of our Spartans out there listening, you know what I mean, y'all going to make a change right along with us. You know what I mean? Because this is what we do. I mean, this is why we're here. We rallying up. It's the rally point. Come be a Spartan. You know what I mean? Let's make that change.
Most definitely.
Yeah, I think man. Go ahead, Tron.
Yeah, I think this is a great time, you know, and to take a quick second to, you know, to get a little bit from, you know, each one of us, man. You know, like, how do you guys handle fear, you know, directly? You know, like, with a lot of the things that we face throughout our day-to-day, you know, emotions, man. How do you guys face it and deal with fear?
To put it simply, man, I feel like fear is the enemy, so fear is trying to make me do what I shouldn't do. So with that being said, whatever fear is telling me not to do, I just go do it.
Yeah.
That's it. I fear, okay, I'm supposed to do it.
I'm glad you said that, because that's kind of, that's the way I look at it too. Like, if I have a feeling about this, like, I don't know if I should do it, more than likely, 90% of the time, I should be doing it.
Exactly.
99.9% of the time, I should be doing it. Like,
and man, you know what? It's no cheat code to getting around fear, man. It's just, you're scared, do it anyway.
It really is. It's like we make them phone calls, Tony. You know what I mean? Like, that, I ain't gonna lie. Sometimes I'll be a little scared to make them phone calls and call people, you know what I mean, for the real estate. So, because you never know, you know what I mean? You never know what's gonna come off the end of the line. Somebody may be in a pissed off mood to take it out on you that day. You never know, but. It's something I should be doing, so I know I should be doing it. But you know, that's just the way it goes. You gotta look at them fears and punch them right in the face.
Yeah, and I'll say, you know, I'm into philosophers and philosophical things. So you know, there's a really in the history, there's pretty much like three reasons why people live. You know. It's like the pushing force of life, or what drives you in your life. So, you know, you got, your will to pleasure, which is like Sigmund Freud. He did the whole test with the dog, salivating, ringing the bell, bringing them food. All right. And then you got Viktor Frankl, and he wrote, Man's Search for Meaning. So his is, the will for purpose, basically. And he says, that's what drives you. All right. And then who I identify with is Friedrich Nietzsche. And he talks about, the will to self, basically, and how becoming the best version of you, is what drives you. And I enjoy his viewpoint on fear. And what he says is the purpose of fear is to fuel your gas tank, you know? So Tron, you asked how do you jump fear? How do you do fear? So, when I say that I take the fear, I'm like, it's telling me not to do that. That's me taking the fear, putting it in my gas tank, and then driving that way anyway.
Most definitely.
So
that's that fuel, man. I mean, because when you think about it, when you turn that fear into adrenaline, it's capable of a lot of things, man. I mean, especially in dire situations, using that fear, like you said, using that fear as fuel. accomplish a lot. You'd be surprised. You're in the gym.
Make you superhuman, man.
Yeah, yo, for
make
real.
You superhuman.
For real. It really will. It really will. So, y'all, what's up? Y'all got any, like, closing thoughts? I know we're running close on time, trying to keep these episodes a little shorter.
I'll lead off with it, man. I just want to go ahead and tell everybody, you know, who's listening, you know, not to let fear hold you back. There's going to be, you know, many things, you know, that we encounter in our life, you know, that are going to be presented to us as challenges. And some of those things, you know, will spark a little bit of fear. But the thing is when you feel that feeling of fear, that means that you're on the right path. That means that you're doing something, you know, like that you should be going for, you know, and life is about experiences and opportunities and going for everything in life. We got one life to live. And we can't allow our fears to hold us back from exceeding and excelling and experiencing everything, you know, that we desire to in life. You know, live your best life. And some of the best things that you're going to experience in this life are right on the other side of fear. So go for it all.
Yeah. Most definitely. Nick?
Embrace the fear. Welcome the fear. And build that relationship with the fear, man. That's all. It's simple, man. Simple. Because fear is just fear. I'm feeling a simple kind of night, man. I had a great weekend and
it didn't
include any fear, you know, but when fear does come, there's a difference between fear and being scared. I think, you know, fear is a signal from your body and it's telling you not to do it. Being scared is more so, I'm going to edit this part out because I don't know where I'm going with that. I'm just going to keep it short and leave the short part in there. So I'll leave it at that, bro.
Got you. So we've been talking about fear, and I want to keep it with fear, but I want to put a different twist on it. There's a lot of crazy things going on in the world. You know, just had them bombs over in Syria. You know, we had some bombs going off in Austin. You know, these school shootings that have been happening this year. I want to let y'all know something. A terrorist objective is to put fear into the people's heart. They're there to terrorize you. Do not let the fear consume you. Just stay knowledgeable. You know what I mean, we have these phones, do research, please. You know what I mean, just be educated on the things going around in the world. And, you know what I mean, just be ready for the repercussions of what others' actions, you know what I mean, what may come from other people's actions. You know what I mean, and don't let that fear paralyze you. Because, you know what I mean, a terrorist objective is to put fear into your heart. Do not let that fear consume you. Be your own person, stay educated, and just stay on top of things. With that being said, as always, positivity, prosperity, peace.